All right, welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to be diving into something that I think every business needs to be able to master, and that is content styles. So if you're wondering what type of content performs best, then make sure to listen because I'm going to be breaking down the top content styles that will engage audiences and build more trust for your brand. All right, let's dive right into it. So number one are interviews. Why interviews? Well, interviews are one of the most powerful ways to engage your audience. They basically help you bring in new perspectives. The experts can come in, offer insights, and basically overall, your content's just going to be a lot more credible. Now, one thing to remember here is that interviews don't have to be very serious. I've seen some amazing content styles where the interviews are very goofy, silly, or just straight to the point. So no matter what you're doing in the interviews, it's very important that you try these because even though it may be a little bit harder to execute than I would say than some of the other ones that I'm going to be talking about, it is so amazing when you can get an interview to start performing because you can literally replicate the interview style again and again and ask similar questions to different people. Somebody who does this extremely well is School of Hard Knocks. So James from the School of Hard Knocks does interviews with rich people and he just goes to them and he asks them life advice. Now, in the same way, you can have your content creator or whoever it may be ask questions around what your brand is about. All right, so moving on, number two is green screen content. If you have been watching TikTok or Instagram Reels, you've probably seen green screens everywhere. They are embedded into the platforms. You can directly make a green screen type video by just clicking the green screen feature. And these are amazing, especially when you're doing reaction style videos. So whether you're reacting to trends or just trying to add some commentary over whatever news is trending right now, green screens are very easy and simple to do. Creators are loving them now because they are just so much easier than like a lot of the other styles that I'm going to be talking about. So this is a great way to start creating content as well. Now, moving on, we have skits. So skits are basically just short. They're funny. They're relatable. And they're amazing for content for TikTok and Instagram. So for any business out there, skits basically, as the name says, is basically having the creator do a back and forth style video. This allows the creator to put in their personality a lot into the content, which actually helps resonate with your values as a brand and people just love them so much. One thing that I would say here is you don't need to have two creators. So with a skit, you can have one creator just do a back and forth. And instead of having the creator dress up in the same way, they can change their outfit where, you know, put on something else. And then this way they'd be able to execute an awesome skit. And finally, we have behind the scenes content. So this is the last one. There are more formats out there. I wanted to keep this pretty simple and short. But behind the scenes content is really like what your business is doing behind the scenes, whether that is the day in the life of the CEO of the business, whether that is how you build your actual product and showing people that, or maybe how the whole entire funnel works for your product, whatever it may look like, something that you don't show people, but you start doing it behind closed doors or redo that. So whatever that may look like, I think the biggest thing is you want to be able to add some sort of interest to this. So people want to know what are the behind the scenes content you're showing. And if you can figure out a way to do this, it will humanize your brand and people will feel much more connected. All right, so that's all I got. Wanted to keep this very simple. The reason I bring up this episode is because we have had multiple brands ask us, how should they be thinking about content? What type of content should they be trying? And even internally, when we work with content, we like to create a lot of these different styles because the more styles you can try, the more likely it is you are going to get to success. So I hope this was helpful.